The University of Florida just fired all of their diversity, equity, and inclusion staff. The university closed the office of the chief diversity officer and terminated so-called DEI-focused contracts. Florida's not alone in taking decisive action against the woke mind virus that has been running rampant on US university campuses for years. In Alabama, a bill to ban DEI programs in all state institutions, including colleges, was recently voted through the state legislature. The University of Arkansas decided to eliminate its diversity, equity, and inclusion division. Meanwhile, here in Mississippi, crickets. No laws, no executive orders. Why? Senator Angela Hill presented a bill to eliminate DEI programs in state-funded institutions here in Mississippi. So too in the House did Representative Becky Curry. Yet both bills died in committee. Now, when we say that a bill died in committee, it makes it sound like they were victims of some sort of freak accident. Neither bill, of course, was struck by lightning or afflicted by some terrible misfortune. The bills failed to come out of committee because those that chaired the relevant committees to which the bills had been assigned decided not to allow the bills to proceed. In the Senate, the two committees in question were Accountability, Efficiency and Transparency and the Universities Committee, chaired by Senator David Parker and Senator Nicole Boyd, respectively. I very much doubt that Parker or Boyd would have killed the anti-DEI bills without the approval from Senate leader Delbert Hoseman. In the House, the committee which failed to allow the bill to emerge was chaired by Representative Donnie Scoggin. But is an anti-DEI bill really necessary? Is there all that much DEI in Mississippi in the first place, you might ask? If any member of the legislature spent more than a couple of minutes browsing the University of Mississippi website, they could see that it is an institution run by people that are 100% committed to DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Do those lawmakers that killed the anti-DEI bills in Mississippi approve of that? DEI dogma not only influences the way that Ole Miss is run as an institution, DEI seeks to shape what young people are taught there. Ole Miss's equity in action plans, for example, increasingly touch upon almost every aspect of life at the university. Concealed behind innocuous jargon, the university's Pathways to Equity strategic plan means that Ole Miss has an active DEI program that impacts everything from teaching practices, course content, to student evaluation. The way I read it, Ole Miss even seems to endorse the hiring of some faculty on the basis of their race rather than merit. Without any action from the state Senate or Mississippi's IHL, this is all being done on your tax dollar. We know this thanks to the auditor Shad White. Now, Shad White is one of the few leaders in Mississippi actually showing some leadership on this issue, and he's tried to calculate how much it's costing you to run institutions in Mississippi according to DEI dogma. Now, White's recent report showed that Mississippi's universities spent over $23 million on DEI between July 2019 and June 2023. Nearly $11 million of state taxpayer funds went to DEI programs, most of which were spent on salaries for DEI employees. Without any action from our state leaders, DEI spending soared by nearly 50% since 2019. In case anyone needs reminding why DEI needs to be rooted out from our public universities, here's a quick reminder. The United States is founded on the revolutionary concept that all Americans are created equal. Now, America might have produced some laws and leaders that failed to live up to that high standard, but as a principle, that founding principle cannot ever be bettered. DEI overturns that founding principle, promoting instead the idea that each of us is defined instead by immutable characteristics, by what we're born. This is not just profoundly un-American, it's anti-American. DEI ideology takes us back to a pre-modern, pre-Enlightenment notion that we're defined by what we're born. It's profoundly anti-Western. It's not a coincidence that the woke mobs that appeared on Ivy League university campuses in the wake of the Hamas terror attacks last October sided with America's enemies. DEI proponents are hostile to America and to the West. They want to destroy this way of life. DEI demoralizes Americans. It teaches the young to believe that their country is always in the wrong. DEI demands that history should be rewritten to press the past into a narrative of exploitation. How regrettable How unfortunate that conservative leaders in a supposedly conservative state should fail to take action when people are taking action in states all around us.